Several Stark County communities will ask voters for support of levies November 3rd. Filing deadline for issues and nonpartisan candidates was Wednesday. The Alliance School District seeking renewal of a 2 mil permanent improvement levy. Voters in the Plain Local School District will reconsider the 3.5 mil bond issue for new elementary schools. Lexington Township asking for support of a 1.5 mil additional road levy. Marlboro Township has renewal of a 2 mil road levy. Lake Township seeking passage of an additional 2.75 mil fire levy. Voters will also decide whether to continue SARDA's 0.25% sales tax and renew the 2 mil levy for the County Library District plus a 0.3 mil additional levy. Data breach affecting about 300,000 people has resulted in a guilty plea from a Canton man. 21-year-old Michael Rogers admitted Wednesday in federal court to hacking the Stark County Criminal Justice Information System and stealing personal information between January and October of 2024. Rogers also pleaded guilty to destroying evidence to obstruct the federal investigation and to hacking a Connecticut-based corporation. He'll be sentenced at a later date. Man under arrest after a road rage shooting left one person injured on I-71 in Medina County. U.S. Marshals say 26-year-old Thassanai Sawanasin was tracked to Jackson Township using Flock license plate cameras and arrested without incident Tuesday night in the 600 block of Strip Avenue Northwest. Troopers say a man and woman were inside the targeted vehicle. One suffered minor injuries in the incident about 3 miles north of the Route 83 exit. Sawanasin is charged with felonious assault. Investigators say two guns were recovered from his vehicle. Two men injured in last week's Canton natural gas explosion now facing felony charges. The fire department says 40-year-old Justin Bruce and 42-year-old Michael Mullins are charged with breaking and entering and 9 counts of aggravated arson. Investigators say the men were inside a vacant home on Bonnet Place Northeast when the explosion occurred July 30th. Both remain hospitalized with severe burns. Governor Mike DeWine has appointed a new judge to serve on the Stark County Family Court. Beverly Proctor Donald of North Canton will take the bench October 1st, replacing Rosemary Hall, who's retiring at the end of September. Proctor Donald currently serves as a Stark County Family Court magistrate and has more than 2 decades of legal experience. She will serve the remainder of the term and must run for re-election in 2028. The Carnation Festival continues today with Carnation Days from 10 to 4 at Beach Creek Gardens. Days in the Park continues from 4 to 9 with the band Better Monday performing at 6. The hot air balloon liftoff scheduled for 7. Glamorgan Castle will host Shakespeare at the castle starting at 7. Tours continue of the Haynes House and Mabel Hartzell Home. Hundreds of football fans lined the streets of Canton Wednesday to help kick off Enshrinement Week, the Pro Football Hall of Fame's annual first play, sent the official game ball along a 3-mile route from downtown to the Hall of Fame. Hall of Famer Eric Allen started the pass, joined by fellow Hall of Famers and fans to officially begin the 2026 NFL season. A May 2025 police pursuit that ended with a crash and injuries to another driver has led to a guilty plea. 43-year-old Richard Lewis of Euclid admitted Monday in Portage County Common Pleas Court to failure to comply, vehicular assault, and resisting arrest. Police say Lewis fled from a traffic stop in Manaway, crashed into another vehicle, and was later arrested after a short foot chase. Sentencing is pending. Highway Patrol says woman is dead after a 2-vehicle crash in Columbiana County. 63-year-old Joyce Snyder of East Liverpool was killed when the vehicle in which she was a passenger stopped partially in the left lane of Route 11, partially on the shoulder. It was rear-ended by a pickup late Wednesday morning. The vehicle's driver and a child were airlifted with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The pickup driver suffered minor injuries. A Michigan Tour bus driver will not serve additional jail time after a conviction in a prostitution case. 51-year-old Stanley Purvis of Goodrich pleaded no contest and was found guilty Wednesday in Columbiana County Municipal Court of engaging in prostitution. A drug charge was dismissed. Purvis was arrested January 31st during an undercover sting after arranging to pay for sexual acts through an online ad. He was sentenced to a $500 fine, 20 hours community service, and substance abuse treatment. A head-on crash near Salem that killed an elderly couple has resulted in a jail sentence. 26-year-old Kaylin Jones of Cleveland Wednesday received 180 days in jail and a 4-year driver's license suspension. He was found guilty last month of 2 counts of vehicular homicide. Jones pleaded no contest in connection with the September 2024 crash on Georgetown Road in Perry Township. A child's 911 call helped lead to the arrest and conviction of a Lisbon man accused of an attack. 36-year-old Frederick Krueger sentenced Tuesday to 9 to 12 years in prison after being found guilty last month of charges including felonious assault, strangulation, and domestic violence in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Prosecutors say Krueger attacked the mother of his child at a Shelby Road home last October, leaving her with serious injuries.